Cythera was no more than a terrain of rock and scrub, a dismal reach of emptiness disturbed by an occasional screech. I saw one curious object, though, along that shore. It was no vine-girt temple where, with vague desire, robe loosened to the breezes, the young priestess went among green arbors, mingling with the rose's scent, that of her pulsing body and its secret fire. No. But we did see, following the coast so near that frightened birds were scolding and beating upon our sails, a solitary gibbet with three branching rails against the sky like a black cypress, sharp and clear.